just like we do when we come into Shavasana, take your time to be comfortable. When the body is comfortable, you can be still. And allowing the eyes to close. Again, just as we did at the beginning of this class, we're going to look for a nice tall spine. So allowing the crown of the head to move towards the ceiling, feeling that the feet are grounded on the floor. And at the same time, there's a softness in the shoulders, a softness in the face. Maybe we're bringing the shoulders back a little bit so they're balanced over the hips. Maybe tipping the chin a little bit so the head feels balanced over the shoulders. And again, find that breath that moves right along the center energy channel. So feeling here that you're inhaling into the pelvic floor and drawing the inhalation all the way up to the crown of the head. Exhaling from the crown of the head down through the center of the body and out through the pelvic floor. And we start to sense that there is a strong current of energy that moves through the center of the body. And again, bringing our breath to a place where the breath is smooth, without any jerks or pauses. And bringing our focus to now the movement of breath in the nostrils. Feeling the coolness of the incoming breath, the warmth of the exhalation. And we talked about how the mind is always speaking to us. And here, as we start to enter our meditation, we'd like to move from the mind talking to just feeling the sensation of breath. Now your mind can move from doing to watching, registering the sensations of coolness as you breathe in, the sensation of warmth as you breathe out. And on your next inhalation, we're going to bring the breath a little bit higher than the eyebrow center. So many of us are used to meditating at Ajna Chakra, that place right between the eyebrows. We're going to actually move to a space right in the center of the forehead. And this chakra is the Guru Chakra. So as you inhale now, draw your inhalation to the center of the forehead. Resting here at the Guru Chakra, the space of the internal teacher, offering homage and gratitude to the divine light, the inner guiding force that resides there. Rest your awareness here and offer your gratitude to the lineage of teachers and the tradition which guides your practice and from whom this meditation has come. And we imagine now at the Guru Chakra a bright shining light, like a white flame. And we're going to start to let that flame move. We're going to move from the space in the center of the forehead, down along the side of the left eye, down the left cheek, the side of the neck. And you're moving towards the heart center. Sorry, I touched my microphone. And bringing your awareness now to the space of the heart. Imagining now at the heart center, a cave. So you see in front of you a long cavern, and the light starts to move into the cave, and you begin to follow that light. And when you come out the other side, you are in a beautiful garden. In the center of this garden is a pond. And in the pond blooms a beautiful 8-petaled lotus. On each of the 8 petals, you notice that there is a flame. Each of these flames represents the essence of the 8 aspects of our existence. So you come now to sit by the side of the pond in your meditation posture. And you will direct your attention to each flame in turn, starting with the one right in front of you, and moving in a clockwise direction. So now contemplating the first petal and flame closest to you, bowing your head, and thinking salutations to Sharva, the divine in the form of the earth element, Prithivi. Om Sharvaya Namaha. And now as you contemplate the earth element in your body, the heaviness of your physical body, the solidity of your muscles, your bones, your skin, feeling a sense of gratitude for your physical body. And now bringing your awareness to the second petal and the flame resting on the second petal. Bowing your head. Salutations to Bhava, the divine in the form of the water element, Apas. Om Bhavaya Namaha. And sensing now the element water in your body, the fluids in your body, blood, lymph, tears, all that moves and flows through you. And now moving your attention to the third petal and flame. Salutations to Rudra, the divine in the form of the fire element, Agni. Om Rudraya Namaha. Here now, feeling the heat in your body. So this room is only 70 degrees, but inside your furnace, the body is 98 degrees. So there's a fire burning in you that keeps your body temperature high. It runs your metabolism. This is your inner fire. So feeling now the heat of your body. And a sense of gratitude for this energy. And now move your attention to the fourth petal and flame, bowing your head and saying, salutations to Agra, the divine in the form of the air element, Vayu. Om Agraya Namaha. Feeling now air in your body, your breath. So this breath is the movement of prana. This is the life force that animates your body, that brings life into your body. So just feeling the breath moving in and out with a sense of thankfulness. And then come to the fifth petal and the flame shining on it. Bowing the head, salutations to Bhima, the divine in the form of the space element, Akasha. Om Bimaya Namaha. Thinking now of the space element, the space that your body takes up in this room, the spaces within you. Then come to the sixth petal in flame. Salutations to Pashupati, Lord of Animals, who manifests in the form of individuality. Om Pashupataya Namaha. Thinking now of your individuality. Think of your name. Think of your role in this life and in the lives of others. As a mother, father, teacher, yogi, and allowing now into the space of your heart a sense of gratitude for your human life. And then coming to the seventh petal and the flame shining on it. Om Mahadevaya Namaha. Salutations to Mahadeva, the great Lord in the form of lunar energy. So feeling now the lunar energy in your body, all that within you that is quiet, dark, introspective, that which is silent and nurturing. Resting now in your lunar energy. Then come to the eighth petal and the flame shining on it. Salutations to Ishana, the divine in the form of solar energy. Om Ishanaya Namaha. Feeling now the energy in your body that is expansive, transformative. The energy that makes you grow. Resting now in that warm solar energy. And now bring your awareness to the central flame and let all the flames merge into this one flame. As you contemplate the center flame, salutations to all divinity, to all life. May my existence composed of earth, water, fire, air, space, individual consciousness, lunar and solar energy, become one with the universal consciousness. Om Sanopanaya, Sayudhaya, Savahanaya, Saparivaraya, Namaha. Resting now with full awareness of the brilliant flame burning at the lotus of the heart. Feeling its brilliance, being warmed by its heat. And now bring to your mind the name of the Lord. So whatever that divine name is for you, and for everyone it's probably something different. It could be Shiva, Jesus, Mother Mary, Yahweh, Divine Mother. So when you pray, who do you call to? Bring this divine name into the center of the heart. And now as you sit and rest in the brilliance of this flame, hear the divine name radiating from the flame. Allow the name to repeat itself and fill the space of the chest. Call on God has a deep resonance with your heart. Allowing the energy of the heart to radiate that name. All awareness observed and absorbed in the sound. You start to feel the mind drawing you in other directions or offering you thoughts. Just keep gently bringing your awareness back to the divine name at the heart. To understand that the intelligence at the heart is greater than the intelligence of the mind, it's easier to let the thoughts go. Rest in the name. Surrender. And realizing that this divinity is here at your heart, Anahata Chakra, always. And as we start to let the sound of the name go, bringing our awareness back into our fingers and toes, letting our breath deepen. And as you wish, wiggling now, fingers, toes, maybe moving the shoulders and head. And we'll bring the palms of the hands together and generate some heat in the hands. And the hands are nice and warm, cupping them over the eyes. And allowing the eyes to slowly open to the darkness of the hands. And you can take your hands away, drawing awareness out as you're ready to. Thank you all so much. Namaste. Thank you.
Thank you.
If anybody wants the handout, I didn't make copies, but just email me or info@HI. I have a PDF too that has all the mantras on it. And we have lots and lots of sweets. I hope nobody's resolution was to give up sugar. So, as you're ready to, please check out the kitchen.
Is there a particular movie?